Good morning and welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are going to be finishing Divrei HaYomim Aleph. What an achievement. This is the 29th and last chapter of the book of Divrei HaYomim Aleph. And this is therefore closing the second last sefer in all of Tanakh. It is the 30 psukim long and it is divided into four sections. It's dealing with the last moments of David HaMelech's life. Divrei HaYomim Aleph closes with the death of David and Divrei HaYomim Beis begins with the reign of Shlomo. Our first of four sections is Psukim Aleph to Tes, in which we hear about David making a request to the congregation who are here. Remember, this is this amazing coronation ceremony. Everybody's gathered in Yerushalayim, and this is what David HaMelech says to the crowd. He says, look, Hashem chose Shlomo. He is Nar Vorach. He is a young, supple, he is a sensitive boy. He is still weak, and the work is much. The building is not to man, it is to Hashem. And you know that I've amassed so many materials together, says David HaMelech. All these materials in order to prepare for the Beis HaMikdash. And, you know, I've it all prepared. And he tells about the different amounts of gold and silver and stones. And the end of the symposium, he says, and who is going to contribute to the house of God? And it says that everybody right there, Vaisnadvu, Sariya Avois, Sariya Shifte Yisrael, Sariya Lafimus, Ameyos, Sariya Menechas Amelech, everybody right there and then gave huge amounts of gold and silver as an additional fundraiser. And they gave, we hear about colossal amounts, which goes through the Oitzar Beis Hashem, the temple fund, which is through the hands of Yechiel HaGirushuni. And after this occurs in Pasuk Tes, we hear Vayismechu Ha'om al Hisnadvam. We hear people rejoicing over their dedications. Ki belev shalom shalem hisnadvu laHashem, because it was with a full heart that they dedicated to Hashem. Let's take a step backwards from the section before we carry on. What does it mean that this house is not to man but to God? In the first pasuk, ki lo adam habira ki laHashem elokim. This house is to God, not humans. What does that mean? The Ralbag says, because it's to Hashem, it has to be made with great splendor. It has to be made in a way which is representative of the house of God. That's what the Ralbag says. However, the other Mepharshim disagree. The Chida points out, as by saying, that therefore the plans cannot be adjusted. I'm not going to take extra money, which is not going to be used for the Beis HaMikdash, because it has a specific form and format. And that being the case, everything needs to be raised exactly for the exact way that it was described to me, as Shmuel and Navi told to me. The Malbim's perspective on this is the general theme of this parak, and that is, really, it is inadequate for a human being to make a house for God Almighty, the infinite creator. But you know what? It's because that the work is from Hashem, that this is really what Hashem is choosing to make this building. That's why it works, because He gave us the license. He told us how to do this. Otherwise, who are we to make this house in the first place? Therefore, the fact that Shlomo Melech is Nar Varach, he's a young man, he's still soft at this point in time, is irrelevant, because it's Hashem who is behind this. So that's him putting in perspective how this building is made. So, quick question, how old is Shlomo Melech now? The Radak does all the calculations, and he says that, in fact, he is 12 years old. So he's really starting at quite the colossal business and leadership at a very young age, certainly. Now, what's curious is this section is a little bit contradictory, because David HaMelech on the one hand is saying, look, I've collected all this money, and now you need to donate. But if he collected all the money, then why is he asking for donations exactly? The Malbim explains the following. He says, technically speaking, I have all the money, I have all the materials, I have all the artisans, no problem. But you know what? That doesn't really make a difference. You can make the most beautiful edifices and they are irrelevant. What really matters is if we make something which Hashem cares about. What does Hashem really care about? The only thing you can really give and choose to give, and that is your heart. I want everybody, says David HaMelech, to be part and invested in this building. I need everybody to open up their hearts to do this, because it's all very nice that I conquered and I had funds and I had investments and that all came to fruition and I have the necessary materials, but that's not enough. I need your hearts, and to show us that you need to give something, because that is the way you show it. And that explains the simcha. Right? Why is it that they're so happy his nadvam? Rashi says they had no ulterior motives. They didn't give because they felt bad that other people were giving. They didn't give because they felt they were forced to. They didn't give because they wanted their names on a plaque. They gave because it's the right thing. They wanted to make a house for Hashem. And realizing that in themselves brought about a tremendous amount of simcha. The Chida adds to that, and to explain it, that's why David HaMelech himself was so happy, because he saw this joy in the people, and he realized that ultimately their joy is a reflection that they gave so well. They gave so purely that ultimately there was no sin which was mixed into this, no ulterior motives, which is why David HaMelech himself rejoiced, seeing this natural rejoicing. This was the house that Hashem wanted, the house given of their own ratzon, of their own will, their own hearts. This moves us to the second section, Psukim Yud to Yud Tes. In these Psukim, we now hear about David HaMelech, and he gives this beautiful blessing to the people. As you read through these Psukim, I really highly recommend every Perek HaTanach we should read. But this Perek HaTanach is so beautiful, so exuberant. It's such a powerful Perek. We know these words from Pasuk Yud onwards. Vayivorech David es Hashem leinei kol hakahal vayomer David. Baruch ata Hashem elokei Yisrael avinu me'olam ve'ad olam. Lecho Hashem hagdula v'gvura v'tiferes v'nesach v'oid. These words, which we say in Pesukei Dezimra every single day, come from Dira Yamim Aleph, Perek Koftes, our Perek. Very beautiful blessing. David HaMelech says, Hashem, you have all the glory, all the splendor. You have everything in the world. And you have the wealth, the riches, they're all before you. That's when there's a minhag in Pesukei Dezimra to give tzedakahs at this point in time. And now, the part that we don't quote is the second part of the speech in the section where he says, but you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're trying to praise you, but who are we? Who are we? Scraps of biological material to give you. Gerim anachnu lefonecha. V'toshavim, we are sojourners. We are foreigners. In your world, we're like a shadow, nothing to pull us together. Hashem, we are transient. How could we dare make anything for you? And ultimately, David HaMelech says, you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know. Ki ata bochein levov, you look into the heart, so meishorim tirtze. You want the straightness of heart. And you know what, Hashem? Ani biyoshel levavi hisnadvi kol eile. I, hisnadavti kol eile, I've given all of this with a purity of heart. And look at the simcha which I see in among all these people. Hashem, this is it. Sham razois lo'olam, God this forever. Le'yetzer machshavois levav amecho v'hochein levav amelecho. Take the acceptance and the purity of the heart in front of you. And give chein to my son, to give to my son the heart, levav shalem lishmor mitzvosecha, to guard your commandments. What a beautiful speech! You'll notice pasuk Yud Aleph, of course, lecha Hashem agdula v'gvura tveres v'netzach v'yahoid, is the pasuk we say when we take out the Torah, and of course it is one of the textual hints to the world of the seven spheros. The ideas of the first of the seven of the ten spheros are all found in this pasuk. This is the basis of a lot much Kabbalistic teaching. Very powerful idea. The thrust of the section is the frailty of humanity, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is that we can give to you? What we can give to you is our hearts. And that's what the Malbim says in the end of the day, is that ultimately anything we think we own, the assets, the property, the money, the investments, the liquidity, all that stuff, it all comes and goes. It's not even ours. So Hashem, what is it you want? Make a space in your hearts, Hashem says. That's what I want from you. And that's what David HaMelech says. Look, we just did that. We made the space in our hearts, and that is reflected in the Beis HaMikdash, which is in this world. Yes, a building of marble and stone and gold and silver, but really made out of the hearts of the people, which is why it was necessary that everybody was dedicating. You'll notice one interesting point in this section is that in the Pasuk Yud, which we quote in Pesukei Dezimra, we call of God of the fathers of Yaakov, Elokei Yisrael Avinu. That doesn't mean Yisrael, the nation of Israel, it means Yisrael Yaakov Avinu. Why is he calling the gods of Yaakov Avinu? Says all the Mefarshim, because Yaakov Avinu was the one who, when he slept in that place and he saw that ladder in Parshas Vayetze, he says, Ein Zekim Beis Elokim, this is the house of God. That was that moment where he dedicated this as being a house of God. So David HaMelech is saying, I've completed that dream. And you'll notice that when Yaakov Avinu woke up the next morning, what's the first thing he does? Is he decides to dedicate and make a matzeva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a place to offer to Hashem. That is the model, says David HaMelech, that I've continued as well. I'm just, as a fascinating aside, I would point out that if you look at Mizmor Kuf Chav Zayin in Tehillim, you will see that it's Shir Amados LiShlomo. This is the song of ascent to Shlomo. Im Hashem lo yivne bayis, shav omlu bonov boy. If Hashem does not build a house, then for naught have those who invested in it. And this is that, according to many of the Forshim, is David HaMelech writing prophetically to Shlomo HaMelech, and is very much the theme of this parak and this section. We move to the next section, our third section, which is Psukim Chof to Chof Hei, in which David HaMelech now turns to the people and asks them to bless Hashem, and they bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They bring a large amount of offerings. Thousands of animals are brought, and they celebrate, they eat. Vayamlichu Shenis LeShlomo Ben David, and they coronate Shlomo a second time. Vayimshechu LaHashem LeNagid ULeTzadok HaKohen. They make him, they anoint him with the oil as a king, and Tzadok as being the Kohen. Gadol, David HaMelech sits alongside Shlomo HaMelech, sits on the throne of Hashem, Tachas David Aviv, under the auspices of David HaMelech, and Ivokol Asarim VeGeborim, everybody's around, everybody's watching this, and Hashem makes him so great, Vayitain Olav Hod Malchus, he gives him the splendor of Malchus. You'll notice in the bracha that David HaMelech asks to give to the people, he says, Baruch Hu Es Hashem Lokeichem, bless Hashem your God. When they bless Hashem the God of our fathers. David HaMelech says, it's in your merit that you should be blessing Hashem. And they say, no, it's in the merit of our fathers. What a beautiful give and take. With this idea of the coronating of Shlomo twice. Why twice? Rashi says, because the first one, as we saw in Melachim Aleph, Perek Aleph, was simply to make it clear to the Adonijah supporters that Shlomo was really king. But this was the official coronation. What's the relevance of the coronation of Tzadok HaKohen? Rashi explains, because the appointee as Kohen Gadol under the cabinet of Adonijah was Eviasar HaKohen. So that it was necessary to anoint the Kohen Gadol, who would be the Kohen Gadol that David and Shlomo chose as well. What does it mean, Hod Malchus? It says that he had the splendor of Malchus, and this beautiful, magnificent description in Pasuk Chofei, says the Malbim, an inner quality which people naturally recognize, a certain type of gravitas that Hashem blessed Shlomo with, even though he was only 12 years old. Finally, the Sefer closes, and with the Psukim Chavov to Lamed, the closing about the kingship of David, talking about how David of Melech ruled over all of Israel 40 years, 7 years in Hebron, 33 years in Yerushalayim. He dies B'seva Tova Sva Yomim Oyshe V'Chavod. He dies in great satiation with tremendous wealth, and Shlomo Melech is the king after him. And it describes the rest of the words of David of Melech are written Al Divrei Shmuel Aro'eh, Al Divrei Nasan HaNaviv, Al Divrei God HaChozeh, at the hands of three prophets. The Ralbag points out that refers to Sefer Shmuel, because Sefer Shmuel was partly written by the three of them. After Shmuel dies, God and Nasan take over from there as well. Where was he buried? The Bible now points out that he is buried in the Ir David, not in Beis Lechem, not in Bethlehem, because of his status being the cornerstone of kings. He is buried in this place as well. Josephus makes a point that he's buried in a tomb with much gold and silver, with a very complicated architectural structure that does not allow people to penetrate it, but ultimately later on it was ransacked by the Jews in the times of Antiochus and later by Herod to take the gold from it. Unfortunately, a person does not take it with when they go with it in the eternal passage. And the Ralbag closes by his toilot, where he learns out lessons from the parak, and his 13th and last lesson that he learns from this is that Hashem helps those who are willing. Meaning to say, David HaMelech was refused the ability to build the Beis HaMikdash, but he did everything shy of actually building the Beis HaMikdash, and he died a very full, a very happy life, despite the many travails that he experienced, the many misgivings, the many failures, but he came through, and David HaMelech ultimately died in his most beautiful way. This closes the book. Mazal Tov. Looking forward to continuing Sefer Divrei Hayamim Beis tomorrow. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.